I've heard he's known for sitting on the front porch at Sam W., the acoustic music camp, and playing. And I could just see that when he was playing that last song. So easy and relaxing and sweet. That was really lovely. So next up, we have Alex Solomonoff. And I think I get a prize for pronouncing his name correctly. I should get a prize. And he comes all this way, I don't know if you all know, from Somerville. So he's a frequent repeat offender, as Don White would say, to this open mic. And he writes songs that make you think. And he, you know, he also covers some songs, some lovely songs. I don't know if you all have heard his covers. They're really quite lovely. And so let's see what he has for us tonight. Alex Solomonoff.
I want to point out, apropos of nothing, I have never lived in a small town. In a very small city, in a very small street, in a very small part of the town, Max Crimp lived in a very small house with just enough room to sit and lie down. His neighbor Edwin Tether lived in a cellar in a corner at the end of a hall. Mr. Savage bounded up and down the street all day long and roared at anybody he saw. Edwin peered out his cellar window and he vowed that someday when he was quite sure that Mr. Savage was quite far away, he'd creep out of his corner and give that hallway a quick tour. Rita Babel had a smile and a kind word for all. The word this year was tragedy. Only Mr. Savage would ask her what it meant, and she could not make out what he said. It was a very small street in a very small town. You always knew your neighbor down the hall. Sometimes, or so I've heard, in the biblical sense, but mostly from listening at the wall. Annabelle Screech lived above a brothel, which was above a laundromat, above the Church of the Defiled and Purified Savior, which used to be a Smokey's Chicken Shack. She'd watch people scurry up and down all night, dirtying and cleaning soles and pans, till they were gray and shapeless, and sometimes she wished that she could be as sinful as that. It was a very small street in a very small town. You always knew your neighbor down the hall. Sometimes, or so I've heard, in the biblical sense, but mostly from listening at the wall. Yes, mostly from listening at the wall.
Another hand for Alex.